is Remembrance Day. So two things. Number one, our learning will be Le'ilui Nishmat, all those soldiers who fought for the freedoms that we enjoy here and around the world. And also, because it's at 11 o'clock, we'll time it so that we'll have a question or something to think about Cheshbono, but I think it will take 60 seconds to, thank you, 60 seconds to just remember on Remembrance Day. Because I think one day a year to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for people who they don't even know, I think that's fair. Please, by all means, if you want to think Torah, think Torah. They died, so you have the right to think Torah. Okay. So we're now moving our way through. The source sheet is in the... someone just grab... you want to grab... The source sheets are on the back. Now up to Daf Hey Amud Aleph.
Good?
We're here at Hey Amud Aleph. Okay. So the Gemara very bottom of Dalet Amud Bet, we have the following. Amar Mar... there was a whole conversation that Rabbi Tachiner spent the last 2 weeks. We were talking about that the unfortunate situation where they're about to get married and then a relative dies. Specifically, the father of the groom or the mother of the bride dies. And the Gemara now continues, Amar Mar, going back to a previous Braita that we quoted earlier, Amar Mar, Ben Kach Ben Kach, Lo Yivol Be'er Shabbat, V'lo Be'Motzei Shabbat. One is not allowed to have that Be'er Rishana on Shabbat or on Motzei Shabbat. Be'Shlama Be'er Shabbat, Mishum Chabura. And understand why it would be usher to do that on Friday night because of Chabura. What exactly that is and what the issue there is, God willing, we'll discuss next week. But for this week, the Gemara is saying, Bishlama, I understand Chabura is going to be a problem. That's why they can't have that Be'er Rishona on Shabbos. Elvin would say Shabbat, Amai Lo. What's wrong with that? So Rabbi Zeira, Mishum Cheshbonot. Rabbi Zeira says there's an issue of Cheshbonot. If you skip down to source number 3, Rashi says Mishum Cheshbonot. Shim yichnos l'motzei Shabbat, yaseh sudat Shabbat. So if you're going to get married on Motzei Shabbat, that person's going to, I mean, they're going to get, they're going to do the suda on Motzei Shabbat. V'yachshov b'Shabbat, ma'u tzrich lotzi yuchtiv v'daber davar, Yishayahu nunchet, and we'll talk about that. But the Rashi says there's a concern if you're going to make a big suda on Motzei Shabbos, you're going to spend time on Shabbos itself, you're going to be violating the prohibition of cheshbonot, or maybe v'daber davar. Your head is going to be in different places, and so that's why Rabbi Zeira says, the rabbi said, you cannot get married on Motzei Shabbat, because it's going to be a problem for the Shabbos experience. So now the Gemara responds, Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says, V'cheshbonot shel mitzvah mi'asiri. He's like, well, hold on, but we're not talking about planning out your business transactions, we're talking about shel mitzvah. Then we have a series of proofs, essentially against Rabbi Zeira. Look, you're allowed to do cheshbonot shel mitzvah. Then Rabbi Elazar poskin tzedakah le'anim. You're allowed to delegate out or allocate money to anim on Shabbat. Then Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan, ochin levatei kinesiyot v'temi tushol levakeach aliskei ravim b'Shabbat. You can go to the shuls and to the public spaces to check in on iskei ravim. On Shabbos, v'mar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Yochanan mefakchin pikuach nefesh b'Shabbat. You can even go to be concerned about pikuach nefesh. Take care of that. V'mar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonatan, hochin letartiot v'karkiayot lefakeach liskei ravim b'Shabbat. These public wild places on Shabbat for the sake of the iskei rabim. V'tana deve menashia mishadchin et zinoket. And we even allow to going out to make shiduchim on Shabbos to teach a kid lamdo sefer lamdo umanut, presumably Torah and non-Torah. So this is what the Gemara has listed, a series of things that says Rabbi Zeira says cheshbon is a problem. The Gemara gives a list of reasons that were this is mutter and this is mutter and this is mutter and this is mutter. And the Gemara, I didn't include it right here. I don't think I included it. No, but the Gemara ends up responding, okay, Rabbi Zeira changed his tune. He said, okay, it's not because of this. Shem Yishchod Ben Of, there's a concern that maybe in the preparation for the wedding, he's going to end up violating Isser Shchita on Shabbos, and that's the concern. So the first thing that I wanted to address is all these cases, I am understanding it as sort of like a Abaye saying, bringing all these cases, cheshmanot shel mitzvah miyasiri, and we have just a list of all these different things. And at first glance, you should be fine with the first one. Damar shavayo cheshmanot shel mitzvah mutar lachashvan b'shabbat. Why is there any need for any of these other opinions, any of these other proofs against Rabbi Zeira saying cheshmanot's a problem? Why are any of these here? So Shitame Kubetzet sort of gives a good, I think, a nice breakdown of that. So that's source number two. He says, so cheshmanot shel mitzvah miyasiri, v'ha rav chistav rav hamnuna darmi shavai, hil cheshmanot shel mitzvah v'chulei. V'chatuv b'shita, v'lo teima lachshov bilvad, aval livsok lechatchila, lo, bishum dehave kemaktish. So you shouldn't think that maybe thinking is one thing, but livsok lechatchila lo, you can't make official determinations about where things are going to go. Dehave kemaktish. Utnan ein maktish in biyom tov, shlo asru el lehaktish. Kli yadua, mishum demichsi kemecha chumemkar. We're going to talk about this Ron that he's quoting right now, that in later on, God willing. But he's saying that maybe you would think that there's reason to be machmi here about actually allocating specific amounts of money, because maybe that's like being maktish something, which you're not allowed to do. Avalo asru lechayav atzmo ligiva. Okay, that's the Ron. Ulahachi, with the underline. Ulahachi maiti hacha trevaihu. This is why we have both. Didil mishum hachim mutzei shabbat lo, dilma aidi detari laasot suda balaila, yachshov b'shabbat, ma'utzrich lotzi v'yafsik nami l'ploni machal kach, l'ploni machal kach, l'ploni kach, u'lekach ma'iti l'livsok nami shari. You might think, v'lo tema davka she'inu tereach l'lechet, okay, so actually, pause there. You might think that maybe the only thing that's mutter is me to sit and sort of think for myself what who's going to get. But if I'm actually going to decide, okay, you know, Reuven's going to get this amount, Shimon's going to get this account, maybe you might think that that actually is a problem, to actually be dividing up, to be posek and deciding who's going to get ma'achal this and ma'achal that. You might think that's a problem, and that's why we bring the additional piece about poskin tzedakah le'anim. That's, we see that, oh, you can actually do that for the sake of a mitzvah, to actually allocate money or I don't know, assets, food, things. You can allocate who's going to get what on Shabbat. V'lo teima davka sheino torach lelechem if they can mikach mivakom lemakom avali litrach lelechem mivakom lemakom aser. Maybe you're going to say, okay, but that's only if you're sitting in your house. But obviously you cannot go out to the street somewhere and actually do an action where you're allocating here or there, and that could be a problem that's going to happen when you're making your wedding on Motzei Shabbos. V'hilkach ika lemeimar demishum hachim u'motzei Shabbat lo pen machmat tirdato yelech lemakom shemochrin abasar v'tanegolim mishar tzorchei suda lefakeach sham al inyan sudato lekach maiti demar Rabbi Yaakov v'mar Rabbi Yochanan hochin lebetei kinesiot v'chulei d'afilu lihitkabetz lelech lebetei kinesiot v'chulei shari. So that's why the next case is brought. The next case is brought because the next case is not just someone sitting in their house and thinking mitzvah stuff, is actually going out and doing something. Even that's mutters. But maybe it's just you can go and sort of like plan things out on Shabbat. But to actually be motzi la'or, to, I think, like, I don't know, to bring something to the light, to really do something substantial on Shabbos, that would have a practical ramification for after Shabbos, that would be a problem. Maybe you'd think that. V'kevan sheken hacha ika lemeimer demotzei Shabbat lo pen yifkach v'yotzi la'or mamash hachanat suda b'Shabbat, because maybe you'll end up, you have a suda to make your other wedding tonight, so then you're gonna be going out and going to the shops and really making plans for what's actually gonna be in existence. You're gonna be doing like a real, more than just sitting or even walking, but you really bring something there. L'kach kamar demar Rabbi Yaakov ar idi mifachim v'chuli b'Shabbat v'chatav rash mifachim motzin la'or. That's why the next case was brought, because this is the case that you're even allowed to do something that's going to ultimately be making a physical, lasting ramification. V'ainu, l'viyashvrim demaitu. This is all according to the girsa that we have, and I put in brackets what's in the printed Shita Megabetzah, which is, and that's also our girsa. Amar Rabbi Yaakov v'chulei holchin lebatei kinesiot v'chulei bereisha v'hadr maitu v'amar Rabbi Yaakov ar idi v'chulei mefachin pikuach v'chulei. Umiyu barov asfrim amduyakim. But then the footnote says that this girsa doesn't really, no one, we don't have this girsa, but the Shita Megabetzah is maybe there's another girsa out there that shifts the order in a different way. And not to bore you, I'll skip to the five lines up from the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, mighty nami. So he gives, if there's a different girsa, he does the same thing, or he explains why one would come before the other. Mighty nami, skipping now to five lines up from the bottom. Demar bishmo bar nachamani v'chulei ochin letartiyo v'chulei perish. Delote madavka b'nesiyot shel Yisrael, delo mechzi kaderachol. Aval tartiyo v'chulei aser. Maybe you're going to say that, oh, it's only mutter to go to a place where the Jews normally go, like at Beit Midrash, Beit Knesset, but to go to these public thoroughfares, these places where all the non-Jews are doing their work, maybe it would be aser. And so he says, "V'kevan sheken ika lemeimar d'mishim hachin matzei Shabbat lo pen mitoch tirato yelech l'makom mochrei goyim l'fakach leiz keis tirato l'kach mighty hach Rabbi Shmuel da'afilu b'hachi sharis." That's why the next case is brought to say that you can even go to these places where this is a non-Jewish public place of business where people buy and sell stuff for meals. You can even do that on Shabbos, he's saying, and that's what this case is brought for that purpose. V'loti meiske rabim shani da'ala lamdo umanut de'eno mitzvah kol kach. And maybe you're going to say, "Oh, but that's for like this is iske rabim." But maybe I'm just making a meal for myself or for a small group of people. Maybe it's not okay. But he says, "Look." But then we have the last case that you can even teach a kid umanut, which is the eino mitzvah kokach. It's not really such a mitzvah. Bishita Mikubetz says. We'll come back to that eventually. V'filu shiduchim the kumin demichzi demidchazi tvei kederachol. Even these things, making shiduchim, which is really like a masa chol, looks like shari hilkach. So he says, really, all of these cases are any counter argument that you ever might want to say that, well, maybe, even though it's mutter to do cheshbonot shel mitzvah, but maybe it's also to do this because of, maybe you're going to be going out to the streets to prepare your meal, you're going to be going out here and there, it's not for the group, it's for a small group. Shita Megabetz is saying all these cases that Abaye bring here are just to hammer home the challenge against Rabbi Zeira, that to say cheshbonot shel, to say that the reason you can't make your meal on Motzei Shabbos, you can't get married on Motzei Shabbos is because of cheshbonot shel mitzvah, there is a tremendous amount of leeway that a person has when one is osek in a mitzvah. So anything that you could possibly say, well, it's going to be a problem, cheshbonot, Rabbi Zeira, Abaye saying, Rabbi Zeira, you're wrong. You can do all of these things, going totally out to the market to actually make final decisions about who's getting what food in a shuk of non-Jews is totally mutter if it's for a tzorach of a mitzvah. So cheshbonot, mishum cheshbonot is, you know, fully wrong. That's the way Shita Mekubetzit explains this whole thing, which I think is going to be maybe relevant later on. The Shita Mekubetzit is, I think, saying there's a tremendous amount of leeway that a person has, what a person can do for a mitzvah. You're making a suda, but they can go out to the, on Motzei Shabbos, they can go out to the shuk, to the non-Jewish marketplace, and to really be involved in the buying and selling there, because it's going to a mitzvah, and that would be totally fine to do on Shabbos. That's the way Shina Bekobetzit is explaining this Gemara, which is sort of explaining why all these cases are necessary. Good? Yes?
Well, those are not specific things that say that, you know, that going to Teatronim theaters is like terrible because of cultural mix.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point. But in this case, Rabbi Yonatan, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmanim, Rabbi Yonatan was permitting it because of Iske Rabim. You weren't there to just, you know, take in a show. You were there because you were trying to, I'm not sure what exactly you were doing, but you were looking into the Iske Rabim. So, but it's a fair observation that not all these things are totally, always totally fine. Idan, is that a question?
No, totally what you said. I think the point is what exactly is going on in each example. In order to understand what cheshbonot means, we need to understand why every each one of those is challenging cheshbonot. For example, mishchita tinokot, the tinoket, why there cheshbonot there? Like, it's not why a wedding would be, for example, not permitted on Motzei Shabbos, but shiduch on Shabbos will be fine. What cheshbonot is there for the shiduch? Is it like finance? Is it like,
oh yeah,
interesting.
What do you mean by the shiduch here in that sense?
I mean, that's absolutely fine. Yeah.
You know, like, where's the finance here? You know, do you pay like the teacher and stuff? Like, where's the money in each example? I think this is
so. It's not necessarily money. I don't know if it necessarily has to be money.
It would be kind of acquisition in a sense. No, like,
I mean, cheshbon is cheshbon.
Right, but I'm saying when Shita Mekubetzit was saying, maybe you think Yafsik Machal Kach and Machal Kach, we're not talking about money, but we're talking about, you know, food. But so I guess you're saying that's still type of money. But it's not like you have to be talking about dollars and cents. As long as you're talking about who's getting what and allocating different things to different people, I think that falls within the realm of cheshbonot.
This goes back to where I assume you're going, which is what's the issur about in the first place.
A little bit, yeah.
Because that will what our concerns are.
Right. So that's correct. That's a little bit where we're going to go right now. So we saw source number three already, which is Rashi saying mishum cheshbonot, that there's a concern of shim yichnos the motzei Shabbat yaseh suda b'layla. You're going to make a meal at night. V'yachshov b'Shabbat ma'otzrich lotzi. You're going to be thinking on Shabbos, or maybe thinking is not the right word to use, but we'll say thinking, going to be computing on Shabbos what one needs, what the expenses they're going to have on Motzei Shabbat, and that's going to be a violation of Adaber Davar. What this is from Pasuk from Yeshayahu, source number 4. Im tashiv mishabbat raglecha, asot chavetzecha b'yom kodshi, v'karat l'shabbat odeg, liktosh Hashem mechubad v'chibad tome, asot rechecha, mimtso chavetzecha v'adaber davar. So if all these things that one should be refraining from doing on Shabbat, raglecha, asot chavetzecha, not going out with your feet to do all what you want, karat l'shabbat oneg, you're calling Shabbat an oneg, and you're honoring it, you're refraining from doing mitzo chavetzecha and daber davar, as titaneg al Hashem v'rkavticha abamote aretz v'achalticha nachlad Yaakov avicha ki pi Hashem tiber, good things are going to happen. So source number 5, the Gemara says, where the sugya really more lives, I guess you could say. Shabbat Kuf Yud Gimel Mimto Chavtzecha Chavtzecha Asurin Chavtzei Shemai Mutarin V'daber Davar Shloihi Diburcha Shel Shabbat K'diburcha Shel Chol Dibur Asur Hir Hur Mutar. So he says, the Gemara says Mimto Chavtzecha is that doing things that are my chafetzim, they're things that I want, and we'll come to this a little bit later with ultimately with the Ran that the Shita Mekubetzet quoted earlier, to Idan's question about what's the problem with shiduchim so much. But the idea, I think this is chafatzi, this is stuff that I want to accomplish. It's not chafetzei shemaim. It's chafetzi. If I'm spending Shabbos thinking about stuff that I want for myself, I would like this. This is a good thing for business, or even maybe this is something I want to purchase for myself. If it's chafetzi already, that's going to be a problem. Even if I'm not speaking, and then v'daber davar shlo yehe diborcha shel Shabbat ki diborcha shel chol, art speech shouldn't be, the way we talk on Shabbos should be different than the way we talk on Chol. That's taken, we'll talk a little bit in the Shulchan Aruch how that comes out, halach lemaisa. But the Gemara concludes, dibur asur, hir hur mutter. That all this, v'daber davar, and maybe even mitzo chavtzecha, we'll see, is all when it's brought out into the world. Hir hur, if it's only thoughts inside my head, that's not going to be a problem. The problem, even of mitzo chavtzecha, is that when I'm actively doing something that is apparent to everyone, that I'm doing something chefzi. It's Shabbos now, but I'm focused right now on chefzi, not on chefzei shemayim. Relatedly, source number 6, Rashi says, Shelo yeh diborcha shel Shabbat ki diborcha shel chol, kagon mekach umemkar v'cheshbonot. Business, and even these cheshbonot, these computations, that's what the problem is within the Isser of Vidaber Davar, Rashi is saying. Meaning, if all I'm doing is thinking to myself, I need to spend this, I need to spend that, that's not going to be a problem here. That Hirhur is going to be, is mutter. The question is when it comes out, I think Vidaber Davar, it's actually being spoken about, which is why calling cheshbonot, I think it's probably better to, it's these like computations that I'm doing verbally, that I'm saying, okay, this person needs this amount, this person needs that amount, I want to set this person up with that person, well, shiduchim we can do. But when I'm verbalizing it, and I'm now prioritizing other things other than chefzei shemaim, and verbalizing that, that's what the problem is going to be. What I thought was interesting was about the fact that, and we won't spend too much time on this, but what I thought, what is the nature of this Isser in the sense that it's from a Pasuk, but it's a Pasuk in Yeshayahu. So what does that mean? Is this a Deoraita? Is this a Derabanan? Like what is this? If when Chazal learns something from what's called Divrei Kabbalah, what's the status of that? So there's a Divrei Kabbalah being Sifrei Nevi'im. So what is that? So I didn't see specifically discussion about Vidaber Davar, but an illustrious member of Beit Midrash pointed me to the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch Resh Mem Bet, which does have some aspects of this question come up. The Shulchan Aruch rules in source number 7, Afilu mish shetzarich le'acherim. This is the idea of Kavod Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch rules, Afilu mish shetzarich le'acherim, he needs support from other people. Even that person needs to work to be mechaved Shabbat. And the Mishnah Berura, in source number 8, points out, he says, "Inhina ikar mitzvat oneg Shabbat and peresh lanu al yedei hanaviim v'kamoshin amar v'karat l'shabbat oneg." From Yeshayahu, he says, it's learned out from there. V'yesh poskim, shesvir lehu de'ikoro hu min ha-Torah. Those who say, oh no, but kavod Shabbat, even though it's learned from this pasuk, it's actually a din de'oraita. Sheshabbat hu bichlal mikrei kodesh, because it's really within mikrei kodesh. Ne'emar b'yemishvi Shabbat Shabbaton mikrei kodesh, gomer, mikra kodesh perishu chazal besifra, tahainu lekadsho v'lechabdo b'ksut nekiya le'on go be'oneg achilu shtia, etc. In other words, I think what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is that we have it from Divrei Kabbalah, but there are those that say it's actually de'oraita from somewhere else, which would indicate that the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if you're saying it's from Divrei Nevi'im, it's a din derabanan. Divrei Kabbalah would be, it's in the status of derabanan. Doesn't quite have the status of de'oraita, and I think that's the way the Mishnah Berurah is seeing it there. And then in source number 9, the Sharet Zion even makes a similar point. Ramban Parshat Emor, V'ayim de Sefer Chinuch there, and the Beit Yosef there. Delididhu, humi divrei sofrim. It's not de'oraita. Vayan besiman resh pechet, siman tav pezayin, mashkatavti sham. Vafilu lididhu, even according to them, he says, tzarich lizeher me'od bazesh, shechamurim divrei sofrim yoter mi divrei Torah. But it's not divrei Torah, but there's reason to be more machmir about it. Chamurim divrei sofrim yoter mi divrei Torah. Yizchar mefurash bekabbalah, az yineg al Hashem. And we have the pasuk explicitly says the great reward for doing this. So it's not quite a de'oraita, but the Shaar HaTzion is saying, I don't know, maybe I'll pee drush, that still we want to be particularly concerned about this. You shouldn't think that just because this pasuk doesn't appear anywhere in the Torah, it means that it has any lesser significance. It actually is bumped up. It's still very, very significant. Potentially on a flip side, the Ramban in source number 10 on Sefer HaMitzvot makes the following point. He talks about how when mitzvot are described sort of anecdotally, they're sort of like the Navi is just like saying something that's not in the language of a tzava in some way, that it doesn't have any, it has maybe the derabanan status. But anything that's written in the Nevi'im that's in the formulation of like a command, where the Navi is saying, you ought to do this, you need to do this, or you do not do that, Devar Torahu. He says that's got to be a Devar Torah. Vinyan hazeh, mipnei shehuz harnu b'torah eila hamitzvot, melamed she'en navi rashai l'chadesh devar me'ata. So we have a rule that the Nevi'im are not empowered to make their own halachot. So if a Navi is saying halacha, and it seems like he's making a new halacha, yadanu ki abba min devuah devar torahu, oshu perish the pasuk shel Torah, oshu biadam halacha l'mosh misinai. He says, so if a Navi is saying halacha that doesn't exist in the Torah, it couldn't be possible that he is declaring his new halacha. What it must be, it has to be, that either it's a matter, it's in the Torah, or he's explaining a pasuk in the Torah, or it's halacha l'mosh misinai, but it can't be, it's going to have a much higher rank. It can't be something that's just like a later addition. If the Navi is saying it, derech tzava'a, this is what you have to do. The karatalash v'daber davar, you have to, don't do your chavatzecha b'yom ha-Shabbat. That has to have a more significant status. He's not talking specifically about that, but I think he's framing that type of thing.
It's also very clear in the context in Yeshaya. I mean, he doesn't present this as, I'm teaching you a new halacha.
Right.
It's part of
he's saying,
the Musar about their conduct, and one of the things that he's giving the Musar about is not taking
Shabbos. Other keeping Shabbos. Yeah.
This is what you're supposed to be
doing. He spoke a lot about the tzol.
Yeah, the first half, he's talking about the context of Yeshaya, he's talking about all the things that the people are not doing. Right. Okay. Just lost part of my pen. Oh, here it is. Okay.
It's not like it's a new mitzvah. He's not teaching them something they weren't supposed to know beforehand.
Right. Ah, yeah, so that he doesn't, I don't think he's not explicitly talking about our case, but it actually makes even more sense with applying what he's saying in our case.
If it would be new, he would not be angry.
Sorry?
If it would be new, he would not be angry.
Ah.
If I did not, he makes me angry to do that.
Like, right. Very good. Okay, so what is this? Looking a little bit at the Isser here, I want to do a couple things. Look at the Isser and look at a couple of the different Heterim. So the Isser, l'halacha, the Shulchan Aruch rules, source number 11. Mizo chavtzecha, chavtzecha asurim. Afilu b'davar she'eno oseh shu malacha. You're talking about something that's not malacha. Kagon shemayen nechasav dirot matzarich lemachar. You're doing something, you're just trying, it's nothing wrong. I'm just looking at some of my properties to see what needs to be done after Shabbos. Ole lech lefetach hamedina kadesh meher letzeit balayla lemerchatz. Or going so I can get out to go to the merchatz right away when Shabbos ends. But you can't do that to bring your animal. So maybe animals are a problem, maybe animals are not a problem, maybe it depends on whether the animal can walk on its own or not. But he said, the idea here, chafetzecha asurim, even if what you're doing, there's no particular, it's none of the 39 malachot. You're not violating any isser by doing this. Because it's chafetzecha, it's something that you're interested in for yourself, doing something maybe after Shabbos, that's a problem. But, source number, chet, hirhur ba'asakav mutar. But, again, like we saw in the Rashi pointed to the Gemara, said earlier, hirhur is fine. So I can't go and go to the window shop and look at the store and see, oh, I probably should buy this or probably should buy that, or maybe I should water these plants more than those plants. That I can't do if I'm talking about it. But if I'm sitting and thinking about what needs to be done, hirhur basakav mutar. But the Shulchan Aruch does say, mikol makom mishum oneg shabbat, mitzvah shelo yachsho behen klal, v'yibeinav ki'ilu kol melach toasuyah. He says, but, I don't know, it's not so Shabbistic. It's not a good thing to do. You're going to spend all your Shabbos sitting in shul and thinking and worrying. That's not what you should try not to do that on Shabbos. It's not going to be a violation of this because hirhur basakav is mutter. But for your own ability to be able to enjoy Shabbos, don't do this. That's within mitzvah chavtzecha, which is in siman shin vav. In siman shin zayin, Shulchan Aruch dedicates time specifically to speech that we do. V'daber davar, Shulchan Aruch says, Shlo hi dibur chashol shabbat ki dibur chashol chol, hilka, so you can't say, your speech can't be, forget about any actions that you might be doing even, but speech itself. Hilka chasur lomar, dvar ploni esel lemachar, o schora ploni ekne lemachar, I'm going to do this act tomorrow, I'm going to hire this person, or do this ekne lemachar, v'fil besicha dvarim beteli masur lahar, but even silly, nonsense stuff. Asur lahar boat. Yes.
Says Sikhas Dvar and Bithalim, the baseball game, whatever, is also the Harboys. Not that you're not allowed to say it, but don't say it a lot.
Don't talk too much about it.
Huh?
Don't talk too much about it.
Read one newspaper.
That's right.
Read one newspaper. We'll talk. We'll get there.
That's a key point.
Interesting, yeah. I didn't think about that, but yeah. Sichat Dvarim Betelim, Asur Laharbot. Fair. It's a fair point. The question here in the Magen Avraham raises, which is interesting, for Mitzvah Chavtzecha, the Cheshbonot question, we're saying that for a mitzvah purpose, it's fine. That wasn't said here in Shin Zayin. Magen Avram points out, Eselamachar, you can't say, I'm going to do malacha this tomorrow. Dvar ploni Eselamachar. The Magen Avram says, Afilu dvar mitzvah. Even if it's going to be, I'm going to do this mitzvah tomorrow, if it's a malacha, I can't do that. I can't say that. The Elia Rabbah picks up on this. He says, Eselamachar, source number 14, Eselamachar, Afilu dvar mitzvah. Nimshach achar knesset agadola ve'olat tamid. V'chen ani nimshachti b'sefer Elia Zuta, Shali. So this is being drawn from here. Aval iyanti b'sefer chasidim demarik shomer nishan kedei lichtov sefer Torah lemachar. He says, but if you look in the source of this, the source is actually someone who says, I'm in a nap now so that I can write a sefer Torah tomorrow. Ve'viotiv siman reish sari. Da'az ein tanuk shashena bishvil kavod shabbat. That, when you say that, you're turning the nap that you're taking is not to enjoy Shabbos, you're taking a nap so that you can do this mitzvah tomorrow.
But if it wouldn't be Shabbos, he would not be able to take the nap.
What do you mean?
If it was Monday, he would not be able. He's taking the nap because it's Shabbos. If he doesn't, he can't write it on Shabbos. So he knows, oh, Baruch Hashem, I have Shabbos, I can take the nap.
But by...
So I have the power to do that reservation. Baruch Hashem, God gave me one day to rest, so I will be able for 6 days to work. Why is that
wrong? Because I think this oneg on Shabbos is not, I can enjoy today so that I can do more work tomorrow. Shabbos is about enjoying Shabbos for Shabbos. Nap on Shabbos because I like to nap on Shabbos. Great. So the person who says that, Baruch Hashem, I can rest today, but that's not what this person says. The person says, I've got a deadline of the Sefer Torah due on Sunday afternoon. I've got a lot to do tonight. It's going to be an all-nighter. Let me stay. I'm going to take a nap right now so I can stay up all night writing the Sefer Torah.
It's like when the worst time when you stay up all night?
Good, what to think about? It's 11:01 right now. We'll take 60 seconds. Everyone think about this question. And we'll just take 60 seconds.
It's not, you're not allowed. You can have a Shabbos, which is worst night. It's a Bodhi Shabbos, and you're going to stay up all night because you're going to learn Torah.
Maybe.
You can say it.
Yeah.
You can say it.
You can do it. Just don't say it.
Yeah.
Because that's going to detract from the oneg.
Yeah.
Don't give an advice to oneg to go and sleep.
Anyway, but all this is to say that what the Eli Rabba though is pointing out is that the source here is someone who's losing out the act of sleeping that he's doing right now. This is losing. Ein zetanu hashena bishvil kavod Shabbat. Aval, Omer Shiaseb mitzvah lemachar, minalan. But if I say I'm going to write a Sefer Torah tomorrow, not I'm going to nap now so that I can pull an all-nighter and write a Sefer Torah, but saying I'm going to write a Sefer Torah tomorrow, why would that be a problem? Va'adarabba, mashm b'si'if, b'siman shin vav si'if vav, demutter. He says, that's kaptzei shemaim. If I say I want to... I'm going to do this mitzvah tomorrow. It's totally fine. Even if it's a malacha mita oraita, it sounds like, but I think what the Magen Avraham is saying, that saying I'm going to do this mitzvah tomorrow, the Magen Avraham believes, that's a problem. But the Eliyahu Rabba is saying, I don't understand. That's not cheftzecha, that's chefte. You're talking chefte shemaim. The same heter of cheshbonot, of doing some act on Shabbos that's for a mitzvah, applies to the Daber Davar as well. You can talk about whatever you want if you're talking about mitzvot. I think the Eli Rabba is saying that that's totally fine. He doesn't agree with the point that the Magen Avraham is trying to make. In source number 15, just as far as how the Mishnah Berurah goes on this, Eselamachar, V'davka imhu davar, it's top of page 3, source number 15, V'davka imhu davar she'asur lasoto b'shabbat. This is specifically referring to an isser. I say I'm going to do this act tomorrow. That's usser. V'yeshikatfu de'afilu devar mitzvah kagon k'tivat sefer Torah v'chia gavna usser lamar esel lamachar aval be'eli rabba v'chem b'mamar Mordechai v'birkei Yosef cholkin aleim v'sovrim de'chol le'devar mitzvah shari. Imekom akom, he says nonetheless, notwithstanding what Eli Rabba says, he says, but better not to. If you don't have to say it, so don't say it. That's how the Mishnah Berurah concludes. Interestingly, I saw then the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, source number 16, it just points out that this is maybe unique to this V'daber Davar thing. He points out in source number 16, Amnam La'el, Shin vav vav lagabe iser mimtzo chavtzecha shekatav shulchan aruch shemikom vakom mitar ledavar ledaber bechavtzei shemaim v'drashu chazal ahetar zem mipasam mimtzo chavtzecha chavtzecha asurim val chavtzei shemaim mitarim v'chatav mishnah berusham shemutar lachshov al mashet zrich l'sudat mitzvah. You can compute all these things for the mitzvah. V'lo hizkir sheyesh leachmir shlo lachshov cheshbonot she'inam letzorach hayom. And there, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't make a distinction. So when it comes to v'daber davar, talking about I'm going to do a mitzvah tomorrow, it sounds like. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah says it's probably better to be machmir, but he doesn't think you need to be machmir when it comes to chavtzecha. So chavtzecha, there's no reason things to be machmir when it's talking about doing cheshbonot shel mitzvah. Even if the mitzvah is to be done on Motzei Shabbat, there's no concern of reason to be machmir about that. Yes. Yeah.
I know that there are those that on Shabbos they only speak Lashon HaKodesh, for example. But it does not, I guess, mean that I have to speak the Queen's English on Shabbos. Just, there is a specific halachic connotations of this. You know, like tomorrow, you're not supposed to think about the writing a Sefer Torah, this, that. It's not just done that you should speak the highfalutin English.
Right. Whatever. Right. It's also the content, the substance of what you're speaking.
Yeah. Is Yerushalmi in Peah, it says people are machmen out to lie on Shabbos. To explain why you can ask an amoritz about the status of Demai on Shabbos. So there's a shita there that it's because people don't lie on Shabbos.
What's that?
Good.
Lie on Shabbos?
That's good. Should be Shabbos all day, every day. Okay. The question that we referenced before, the Shnei Mekubetz had quoted the Ran, in one of these Heterim of Cheshbonot is, one of the things you can do is Cheshbonot is being Posek Tzedakah. So the Ran asks, and source number 17, Poskin Tzedakah Le'anim B'Shabbat, Temahani Amai Shari, Dehatznan Ein Makdishin, you can't be Makdish something. So how is it okay that you can do this? I can give something to tzedakah, but I can't be makdish legavoa. Mitzati b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel shelo asru el hakdish kli yadua mishum demichsi kemekach umemkar. It's a problem is that I can't be makdish a specific item. This is going. This I'm being makdish because that looks like I'm doing mekach umemkar with this because I'm transferring this to gavoa. Aval lo asru lechayev adam atzmo legavoa. But to give tzedakah with his speech, they weren't. That's not aser. He says, "Vadayin ein noach li daha ein ma'arichin lav kli adua hu avilu hachi aser." But you also can't dedicate the value of a person. Let's say as the erech of this person I'm donating. You also can't do that, and that's not necessarily giving a kli adua. You're just giving the amount that this person is worth, so to speak. So he says, I don't really buy this answer so much because it doesn't solve for the Ein Ma'arichin piece. The Beit Yosef really, he answers this. He quotes the Ran in full, and then he says, Venirali, and quotes the problem that the Ran has with Rabbeinu Chananel, and he says, Venirali, Demarich Dami Shapir LeMekach Memkar. Ma'arich is actually very similar to Mekach Memkar. He thinks, Dehavi Kekone Ishazah, because it sort of looks like mekach umemkar, because I'm saying the value of this person is going. It's sort of like I'm acquiring the value of this person, so to speak, and donating that over. So the Beit Yosef sort of answers that he think the Ran had said, I don't think that the Rabbeinu Chananel's answer works because does Erech look like mekach umemkar? And Beit Yosef's answer is yes, it does look like mekach umemkar, and that's why it would also be a problem.
They're talking here about looking like mekach umemkar. Does that mean it looks like Mekach Memkar, and Mekach Memkar is Aser Shema Yichtov, and therefore Kser Shema Yichtov? Or is it looks like Mekach Memkar, and Mekach Memkar is a violation of Oneg and Memsel Chavtzecha, and therefore it's Aser?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. What the Nafka Mina being?
I mean, number one, to define which things I'm worried about being close to Mekach Memkar.
Uh-huh.
Right? So when you talk about assigning a specific meal to a specific person, that's much more of a Shema Yichtov to me than a ruins my owning Shabbos.
Interesting. I mean, the way the Shita Mekubetz had way back when had understood is that that would be a problem with Cheshbonot, specifically, the who's
but
getting
what.
What
does that mean?
Is it an issue of Shema Yichtov or not? Oh, you're, so that's what,
no,
so
no.
The Chatham Sofer, we didn't, the Chatham Sofer thinks that it's not that.
He says it's not Shema Yichtov.
Yeah, his question on the, his open question on the Gemara that he doesn't answer, it says, Tzarech Iyun, is why do we not say Shema Yichtov for any of this? Mm-hmm. So he thinks it's specifically not that.
Interesting.
Could have included that. Yeah. That's interesting. That's an interesting point.
Just when he's talking about which things are Dome and which things are not Dome. Specifically or not.
Like, you think that should, maybe that's within Shema Yichtov. Interesting.
Shema Yichtov or even Shema Imcho, the Chatham Sofer
says. Yeah.
There's a sugya that says this is, I don't remember what was that in Shabbos somewhere, that you cannot do this and that. Because
can't write the list of who's coming, can't read the list of who's coming,
yeah,
or what food he has.
Yeah. Exactly. So here it says Shema Imcho, can it not Shema Imcho, but it's Shema Yichtov. But it didn't
right.
Have that.
So yeah, yeah. Right. So he leaves that as a tzarich iyun. Yeah. The Orza Ruah gives a different answer to this question. Ketav betosefet riva. Dechol chavtzei shemayim mutalim alav bo bayom lasot. Lo gazru bahem kegon lifsok tzedaka la'anim. Uvo bayom tzrichim anim tzedaka. V'chan lelamdo tinok sefer v'umanut. Hu chayav bechol sha'al lelamdo. Right, he says, the things that are chiyuvim bo bayom, that are needed today, Chazal never goes there that it would be a problem. Like giving money to the anim or teaching the child sefer of umanut. Hu chaya b'chol shalom do, v'al tinoked le'ares, ha'hu vadei lo dami le'mekach memkar. That is certainly not comparable to mekach memkar. V'leika le'migzar. There's no reason to be gozer on. This is to not allow this.
Well, maybe there's no financial things behind it at the point.
Yeah. And maybe, even though you could maybe do the shidduch tomorrow, you don't have to do all this today. Aval hani mili, So even though you could push all these things could be pushed off tomorrow, but I think he's saying, since there is a chiyuv, there's a kiyum of doing it on bo bayom, unlike with the being makdish something, there's no kiyum of, you don't have to do this at all. And as he continues, makes a similar point as he continues, Binyan chiluk betosafet riva zatzal di nami hani reshut ninhu vibai makdish marich machrim vilo bai litnu chovala ilave. So you don't have to do that. Gazrubu mishu mekach umemkar aval livsok tzedaka la'anim l'shadach ala tinokot ulearez lamdo sefer v'tinok chova ninhu v'lo gazrubu mishu mekach umemkar. Is there? There's not going to be this concern of mekach umemkar that would be the problem to do this on Shabbos. What do you mean?
You're not going to do it on Sunday. That's the
day
that needs to be.
Ah, yeah. Who was it who said the Brit Mila piece? I don't remember.
I don't remember as well.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. What he's saying is that this is a chiyuv to do today. There are two pieces I think that are coming out of this. Number one, that if you can push this off till tomorrow, so then push it off till tomorrow. You don't have to do it today. And if you're fulfilling a chiyuv today, so then you can do it today because you're fulfilling a chiyuv today. I was thinking about this. The reason that I thought this maybe was helpful with something is I earlier asked Rav Rimon a question. Someone asked me in shul, asked me a question about whether a group of people who wanted to. I gave the question source number 20. Futzad Anashim Rotza Lesachek Klafim Poker B'Shabbat. The group of people wanted to play poker on Shabbos. And what they wanted to do is they agreed that all the winnings would go to a particular tzedakah that they decided for themselves.
How are they going to deal with Borer?
What do you mean?
You have to discard cards, no?
Okay. I don't know, okay.
Is that an issue?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, interesting question.
You have to do Borer. You have to throw cards out. I don't know if you know how to play poker. You have to take cards. And you throw some out.
Yeah.
Boer.
The good cards or the bad cards?
You throw the bad cards.
The bad cards.
Interesting question. So Daniel Shane has said, so you hold your discard pile, and then you just take out the ones you want.
It's not real bad and good. You're bad and good only for this specific round. Not like a kid.
Okay, we can talk about Borer, different pieces of schnitzel. Rav Yehuda will talk about the schnitzel. It's not about the number of schnitzels. Good. Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. So when I asked Rav Ramon,
Poker is Miloshin Hefker.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So I asked Rav Ramon. I asked Rav Ramon about this. I thought maybe there was like Cheshbonot Shel Mitzvah maybe could go on. So he started out by saying, you can read, I didn't give the whole text because it was a little bit long, but he writes, and he goes on to talk about the issue of a smachta, that even if I'm willingly giving my money over to the person who won the hand, I'm not actually willingly giving the money. Because I had no intention of actually ever having parting with this money. And he says, if this, the only heter that he has that he quoted the Ramah is only when there's money actually on the table that I like put the money there. So he thought it would be a big problem. He continues. The last paragraph on the top of page 4. V'lachen l'maase. Av shebechol yesh makom le'akel. B'fraat sheosin l'torach tzedakah. Ayem b'sifer pitre choshen. Over there, she may kel b'siyat hagrala l'tzorach tzedakah. She ikar matrada mishtatfim eina lizchut b'pras el litmoch l'bit tzedakah. Right, v'minidona sheila nira shel esvardim yesh yoter makom l'esor af b'chol mikom makom ein la'kel b'shabbat chanal b'hatzlacha. So that was his answer. Yeah.
I was just wondering about this very interesting limitations to follow. You don't enter the world of the Ashkenaz, it's mamish kinyan. You can't do kinyan on Shabbos.
I mean, I think that is what he's.
Yeah.
That is what he's. That is what he's saying. Is that ultimately you're being makne, right? Shere maknim etama urechad l'sheni.
Like why did we come onto our answers trying to figure out why that is still a problem, even though the Shmona Shem Mitzvah are mutter? By Hekdesh, you're actually being makne the thing.
But Hekdesh is aser.
What?
Hekdesh is aser.
Yeah, it is aser. So why did we come onto these answers to try to say why it's not?
The question was why? The question was why giving why. Why poskin tzedakah was mutter? Isn't it like hektish?
But there you're not. There you're not actually making a kinyan.
Exactly, you're not making a kinyan.
Yeah.
You're saying this one to him, this one to him, but you're not really.
But the Ron's answer. It's not really mekachememkar.
Maybe if I understood Chinese correctly, I would say what we said earlier. I think that if they would have taken out the idea of tzedakah over here, they would just play poker with no intention for whatever kinyan will happen. It will be easier to permit that.
Say again one more time.
The idea that there's tzedakah at the end, there's a kinyan that they move money from one person to another, says that maybe that will be a problem.
I mean, let's say they played for fun. And then they said, oh, look it, I won $100. I'm going to give this to tzedakah. It would be better than them going into it.
So
I followed up with Reverend Moen privately, and I asked him if there was any room for leniency because of, number one, in the gambling side of things, an asmachta for tzedakah, and then number two, more relevant for us, whether cheshbonot shel mitzvah. And he, I'll give you his response. He says, "Nachon bekach yesh yoter makom le'akal, aval tzrich lizaher shelo yafoch liyot mischak shel chol im kesef. Mamash devar lo roi l'shabbat. V'gam im kesef yilech litzdaka. Tzrich la'azot b'zihiru be'ofen shiyishmor al kavod shabbat laila tov." What? Yeah. So, after I read what the Riva was quoted as saying, which is like things that you can do this. You don't have to do this on Shabbos. I was sort of thinking even more of a reason to say, like, yes, like wherever, you could, maybe you could find a way to do this, but you don't have to, if you wanted to donate tzedakah, so do it, just donate tzedakah, or you want to do it in more funds, then do it on chol. But to say that there, you have to do this today, sort of like saying, just do the hektish tomorrow, do the erech tomorrow, marichin tomorrow, so you could say the same thing, just play this game tomorrow, but to play it on Shabbos, what?
Put the ball in the basket on Friday.
Put the ball in the basket on Friday.
Yeah.
View it
the same way. Is that
advice? Yeah. Right. Okay, so that's a little bit on the tzedakah side of things. The last piece that I wanted to look at was the very last thing that's mutter, not the very last thing, but the last example that the debate Menashe brings up is lamdo umanut. Learning, teaching a trade, it seems. So the way we'll look at source number 21 first. Well, actually, we'll look at the Mishnah Berurah, source number 21. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says, when he quotes this lahalacha, O umanut, do nami osek b'mitzvah, de'im ein lo umanut, osek b'gezla. He says, okay, it's also a mitzvah because a person, if they don't have a job, they're going to end up stealing. Which sounds like the Mishnah Berurah doesn't see this as like a, it's a preventative type of act. It's not something that's a mitzvah. The way that Shita Megobet said, I think it said, it's not a mitzvah kol kach, it's just to prevent gezel. The Rashi, though, source number 22, Lamdo umanut, mitzvahu, tichtiv, from Ketuvim, rei chayim im isha asher ahavta lamud umanut, shetichye heimenu ima Torah, v'armina b'ketushin, shiv chayiv lamdo umanut. The Rashi says, no, this is actually an actual chiyuv, just that he has to teach his son Torah, he has to teach his son a trade. And the Beir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah is aware of this potential difference between what he's saying and what Rashi had said, I think, because he makes reference to source number 24 in the Beir Halacha, he makes reference to this Mishnah in Kiddushin, source number 23, which is Rabbi Meir Omer, is Kiddushin, Lolam, Yelamed, Adam, Ibnot, Umanut, Nikia, Vikala, Vipala, Lemisha, Osher, Vanachasim, Shalosh, Ein Umanut, Shein Ba, Aniyut, Vashirut, Shlo, Aniyut, Mina, Umanut, Velo, Ashirut, Mina, Umanut, Ela, Kolifi, Zuchuto. It says a person should teach his son a clean, easy trade, and they should also daven to realize that their wealth is not coming from how well they do their job, but it's from the one who has the one who has all the wealth is the why I'm successful in business. That's, and then there's a discussion about what jobs are good, what jobs are not good. And then Rabbi Nehorai Omer, Meniachani kol emunot shebaolam ve'inima lamedet b'ni ela Torah. I'm only teaching Torah. She'adam ochel mischara ba'olam hazeh ve'keren kemel olam haba. You benefit now, you benefit in the next world. Shar kol umanu de'inan ken, but no other field of work is like that. She'adam ba'ali de choli, oli de zikna, oli de yisirin, ve'ino yachol la'asok b'melachto. Or he met barav, a person, once you no longer can work, you die of starvation. But that's not Aval haTorah in Aken El Mishmar Tomi Kol Ra. Torah protects a person from the Arov Vedo Nedet Lo Acharit VeTikva BeZiknuto. It gives Torah is always there, always supporting a person. It's a much better thing. So Rabbi Nehorai says, I'm only teaching my son Torah. So the Be'er Halacha just he refers to this, he notes this, but and he does say in the end he says that there's a real big problem though that if a person, even if you're spending your time teaching your child Torah, teaching your child a business practice. It's very good. They should, but he stresses very heavily in the latter half of this Be'er Halacha, which we're not going to read right now. He stresses that it's real. The person doesn't know Torah. It's a real big problem. So he really stresses, especially nowadays when Shmirat HaMitzvot is and Yedidat Torah, Shmirat HaMitzvot are so easily thrown to the side. He thinks it's definitely really crucial to be learning Torah, spending time learning Torah. Yes.
Maybe, but for today we should say, we should add that in the culture of working people, the only day they have really with their children is Shabbat. They don't really have the time on weekdays. So there's another value of even if it's teaching business or teaching other stuff, there's still another value of a parent-child good time together. It can happen only in Shabbat. It can happen on weekdays.
Right, but it doesn't have to be. Right, it doesn't have to be woodworking.
It can be learning Torah, but there's also, but there's also for the parent, for the father, and for the child. Sometimes it can be stuff that are not only Torah.
Right, but why engage in an activity that is dafka a Shabbos problem? In other words, it's a whole universe of good things and neutral things. Why go to
you don't right? It's a beautiful idea. Parents spending time with their children is beautiful. It's amazing, but.
You want to do things to give stuff, right? You want to do things to raise money for tzedakah. Why did you have to pick gambling?
On Shabbos.
And the answer is because the rabbi told me not.
Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch rules, and source number 25.
Well, I have a lot of experience in fundraising. Oh. There's stuff near Gezokt.
Okay.
But I know. I mean, the thing is, much of the fundraising goes that maybe the matzah gulah of the individual.
Yeah.
Shabbos, you have to go to work and you have worries and this and that and the other, or together. In fact, you're in a much better mood, in which case you'd be more likely to give money
right
on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is the status, though, about this learning stuff? On non-Torah on Shabbos, source number 25, the Shulchan Aruch rules. Again, this is within the same simanim of all this. Asur l'lmod b'Shabbat v'yom tov zulat b'divrei Torah, only Torah. V'ilu b'sifrei chokhmot aser, other areas of learning. V'yesh mishamatir v'al pi svarato mutar la'abit be'astrolobe b'Shabbat, which I think is some sort of like, it's a...
Astrolabe.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's a telescope.
It's an astronomy telescope.
Not a telescope?
It's an astronomy telescope. Navigators use it.
Okay. Okay, I think the Piskei Tshuvot thinks it's a telescope, but okay. Okay, but I do, okay, either way. So that's the Shulchan Aruch rules, lahachmir, but yesh mi shematir, there are those who are matir. So Rama doesn't have a comment here on this, but in the Shu't HaRama, Siman Zayin, he has the following case, which is where, this is a Rav Steve shout out. Because the Rama was challenged because he would quote Aristotle. I think if I'm not mistaken, this question was asked by the Maharshal.
It was about a particular tshuva. It wasn't just generally. There was a tshuva where he did.
He's quoting Aristotle, and the Rama sort of defends himself and explains all the Aristotle that I know. I just learned it from the Mor Nevuchim. Ayen Rav Steve, whether Mor Nevuchim Aristotle is Aristotle. Ayen Rav Steve and Daniel Shanis earlier. But that's what the Rama says. He wasn't learning pure, whatever, Greek, or Aristotelian philosophy. And then he goes on a little sidebar where he starts talking about learning Kabbalah, not the Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah, but Kabbalah more like the mystical stuff, I guess we'll call it metaphysics, and philosophy, which we'll also call metaphysics. He says, Ani omer al shteyan ki shneyem keechad tovim tzedekim yelchubam. And the footnote in the printed Shita Ramah from Otzer Chochma has the following footnote, where it says, Ken katav, this is footnote number one, Ken katav Rabbi Moshe Botriel, the Farish Sefer Yetzirah, ki chokhmat ha-kabbalah, hi chokhmat ha-filosofia, rak shebishnei l'shonot yedabru. That Ramah was saying the same thing, that the worlds of Kabbalah, the metaphys, all these metaphysics are all the same thing, they just are expressing it in different ways. Mikom akom, Omer, shesadei bimromim, I think the heavens can testify, shekol yamai, lo asakti bezo, rak b'shabbat v'yom tov v'chol amod, b'shash b'nei adam ochin l'tayal. When people are going out doing their trips and taking on their Shabbos walks, on Shabbos, yom tov v'chol amod, that's when I would learn this. V'chol amod achol, ani osek kefi miut his hasagati, b'mishna v'talmud, v'poskim v'fereshayim, v'shari l'rabbanan, v'tari v'shari l'tsurba, not tsuruba, l'tsurba m'rabbanan, lo'di navshi, navshay. Okay. So the Ramah is saying that he would actually study this stuff, and he would actually Davka study it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. When everyone else was going on their Shabbos walks, he would actually Davka want to study it. The Piskei Tshuvot, 27, that's 1128. so it's just the following Halacha Lamaisa sort of story here. Bipnei Shedivrei Chochma, Eina Mitchalef Bishtari Hedyotot. He says the reason that it's mutter to study, he's commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, it said Yesh Mishematir. Because reading a textbook is not going to be confused with Shtari Hedyotot, V'idiyat HaChochmot, Hem Kli Ezer V'siyua L'idiyat HaTorah. And studying these things actually can assist one in understanding Torah well. And then he goes on to explain the seven different branches of knowledge that exist. V'ka'amor mitzad hadin, Ein Iser Le'ayen V'likro B'Shabbat B'Sfarim V'Chovrot, Umamarim Shebekitvei Et Itonim Ha'oskim Be'inyanim Hanal. And so, Mikar Adin, it's mutter to read these books and the news are our magazines, anything that talks about these things. V'gam mutar li'histaya b'chli ezer avur yidiyat ha'chokhmot. You could also use the whatever learning assistance that exists for learning these other areas of knowledge. Kol she'ein bo iser mishum iser mishar iserei Shabbat v'l... I'm not sure if v'lalechet is the right... I transcribed that, I'm not sure that's the right word. Probably maybe a halachot, maybe. Liro bale umanut nochrim oskim be'achad me'achochmot. You can go and watch, and in the footnote here, it says you want to go to watch a surgery taking place. You can go on Shabbos to watch a surgery taking place. Quotes Nishmat Avraham, who quotes from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, who says that's mutter to go to watch a surgery. In order for you to understand what they're doing, to have a greater understanding, totally mutter.
You're a soccer player. You want to go and see a soccer game on Shabbos.
Depends. Omnam, ein haheter amur elek shelomed chokhma al menat lishtalem b'madai haolam. V'chlal zeh b'nei noar halomdim b'chokhmot elu b'miskeret beit hasefer. If you're learning how to play soccer,
yeah,
go watch.
Go watch.
Ein haheter amur elek shelomed chokhma al menat lishtalem b'madai haolam.
I want to be a soccer. I'm learning soccer.
So if you're learning, but if it's for parnasa, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. Because he does say, I want to do better. I want to be a better doctor. I want to be a better soccer player. I want to be able to do better to make more money. That's not allowed. That's parnasa. And then footnote 226, student halomed b'miskeret universita le'achar shekvar hichlid achshech chokhma zot tia parnasato harizek osa l'tzorach parnasato. I'm already in med school. I know I want to be a doctor. This is now my parnasa. This is not me. I'm learning various different fields to understand the world and maybe decide, like, this is my parnasa. I'm learning now for my parnasa. Harizek osek l'tzorach parnasato v'afil l'tzorach chokhma rifuwa ein heter l'lumod b'shabbat gom v'shom v'zaman orbach zetzal. So he thinks that if you're going just to, again, and I would say maybe that might not be one of, I mean, learning how to play soccer is not one of the seven chokhmot that he quotes exists. So maybe actually we wouldn't even get that far.
That's what students learn at school also, and there's school for soccer, and
that's not one of the areas of chokhmah. That
just depends on what culture and in what society and in what time, but yeah.
Just because it's studying in university doesn't mean it's a
chokhmah. Oh, no, so again,
the bottom line of this year is from the Mishnah Achrona, which is Rav David Lichtenstein's commentary on the Mishnah Berurah, on the Shulchan Aruch. He tells the following story. the Chavetz Chaim. Mashal lishnei na'arim tanim shelamdu yachad b'cheder echad v'ayalahem kishonot tovim b'seichel v'zikaron v'yigdalu ha'narim v'yidpardu ish me'al achav. Echad haya yoshev ohalim v'holech v'gadol b'torat Hashem v'echad lakach atzmo l'tzad acher liyot rofeh mumcha v'nasa ashir gadol v'yom echad nifkeshu b'yachad v'mar rofeh l'hatamil chacham ru kam ani marviach v'kam ha'atam marviach v'yahan hatamil chacham v'yomar ru hagala shani yoshev ba she'ena mehudar kolkach v'ni meshalem alav shmona rubel ulam lifnei ken itzia li agalon ramai agala acheret mehudaret yoter b'shnei rubel kasef. That was going in a different direction. It was great. It was cheap. It was great. It was going a different place.
He'll chase his agala.
Ah, so he says, okay, yes. It's good, but the ultimate, what we want to be learning is learning Torah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we should be.